And I guess when you really stop and think about it, it really works. I mean, can you imagine the most prestigious Peace Prize on this planet is named after a dude named Nobel who gave us dynamite? That's like having the most prestigious Be Kind to Women's Award named after Jack the Ripper. But you see, that just goes to show you how when you sit in a society that's been manipulated, where as long as you got power, that's okay. As long as, I mean, and they do it every time. I hear black folks arguing about why we should have capital punishment, why we should have capital punishment. Say, hey, that little Judy that just died in the electric chair, you know damn good and well, if that had been a sister he killed and killed three black babies, the boy wouldn't be going to no damn electric chair. So even those of you that can be immoral enough and degenerate enough in your thought pattern to believe capital punishment is right, capital punishment should never be administrated by a nation that has a trail of racism like we have. I mean, that whole game, as long as you got a little Harris girl killed or died, doctor, now I don't know. I mean, I don't even know why the damn thing went to trial. He take a gun away from her trying to shoot herself, and she accidentally shoot him three times. And then white folks seriously sit there and debate it if it was an accident. And I don't even know why y'all even play the game. I mean, y'all just go through the game. I mean, I don't understand it. Prince Charles is ripping off his cousin, and they call her Lady Diane. Now, if I was ripping off my cousin, you niggas would say the baby gonna be born with webbed feet. As long as you got some, don't nobody even talk about that, that's his cousin. And then when they do, they say she 15th removed. They damn near tried to take her back to Adam and Eve. And it had nerve enough to say, she a virgin. Well, who cares? I mean, I don't have no problem believing that. My wife is Lady Lil, she a virgin. That's right. You ain't no better than me. My old lady got 10 babies. She's still a virgin. Yeah. And a nigga had nerve enough to ask me to prove it. I said, go over there and ask Lady Diane to prove she a virgin. I mean, somewhere that whole game. And I don't believe they can do it to you. I mean, I look at that whole thing in Atlanta, and I just figured some of you black folks would figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I can understand white folks might not understand in certain things in the black community. But I kept trying to tell y'all a long time ago, if you let them pimps get away with Jonestown, then it's going to come on home. Come on home. See, I mean, at least black folks should know one thing, that the one thing that black women ain't going to do in mass is kill their babies. Kill their babies. Hey, I don't need y'all to clap. You should have been clapping and hollering when this government told you them black women in Jonestown ripped off their babies. Now, I can understand white folks who really don't know me going for the okey-doke, but black women went for it. I mean, you black women, especially you older ones, I mean, black men, I mean, you are married to the craziest on the planet. Nigga will come home, knock you down, stomp you under the ground. You see lipstick on the nigga's shirt, you better make like it ain't there, or that nigga will tell you a woman accidentally fell on him and his mouth hit his shirt. And if you don't like that, you get a whooping. And as crazy as black men are, we know one thing with all of our madness, we better not never walk towards that baby's crib. Because something comes over you. And grandma, mama, daddy, and they ain't never made a book that had to teach me, don't mess with your baby. And then y'all still went for the okey-doke. That all them babies just 16-year-old black boys is the meanest niggas on the planet. And you're going to tell me over and over they keep ripping off 16, and people say, well, it, maybe it's a cop, or maybe it's a, you, well, niggas ain't never trusted the police. Well, maybe it's a black niggas ain't never trusted black folks. I got 10 black children, and I tell you, when they get 16, you better be cool. Now, when they get 18, they get a little silly. That's why the army don't mess. They don't even draft 16-year-olds, and they couldn't control them niggas.